Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Weekend. I want to welcome you to the broadcast. The fifth day of July 2005 will be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up for part of the next hour, we'll be talking to Dr. Chris Green, who's been leading the fight against Codex Alimentarius, the global laws being put into place against supplements, vitamins, minerals, you name it. And how that ties in to the free trade area of the Americas and CAFTA. The Senate on Friday, while most people were preparing for the holiday weekend, and while most people were busy focusing on the announced resignation of one of the Supreme Court justices, they snuck this through the Senate, though it has not yet passed the House. And I literally... It gets worse and worse, folks. I've never had a stack of news this thick. I've never had this much information to cover. It is daunting. I could spend the next 3 hours on just two or three of these subjects and issues, but we just don't have time to do it. We'll have to just shotgun effect, try to cover everything as quickly as possible. By the way, joining us in the third hour, Joe Bannister, the IRS agent, the armed treasury agent, who went public, 5 years ago concerning the private nature of the Internal Revenue Service and the private corporation that runs our government. He was charged with trying to help somebody basically evade their taxes. He was found not guilty by a jury of his peers. It is a big deal. And Joe Bannister will be joining us coming up in the third hour with two of his lawyers that put on the case. So we've got four guests today, three at the same time in the third hour, and I do want to have time to take a few of your calls and masses of news. Bush is saying tone down attacks against Alberto Gonzalez. This is in the Associates. Oh, don't talk about his friend. How dare you conservatives come out against an anti-gun, pro-abortion MECHA member who wants to open our borders up and who says torture is good and Bush is above the law. How dare you come out and talk bad about him? Why, he'll pick whoever he wants. So the pressure is massive by the mere fact that Lord Bush this morning had an announcement on Tuesday morning concerning this, so we'll go over that. We'll go over who Alberto Gonzalez is. And even if it isn't Gonzalez this go-around with Sandra Day O'Connor, Rehnquist is going to be leaving in the next 6 months, maybe even sooner. So look for Alberto. We have this from their favorite leaker, the syndicated columnist from their favorite little leaker from Robert Novak. And his article was written 3 days before the announcement. No, no, not Gonzalez. But, oh, yes, yes, we know it's going to be Gonzalez, unless there's a big enough firestorm. And make no mistake, this has been a trial balloon. There's some good news on the private property front. A whole bunch of states, from Rhode Island to Texas, are moving to pass legislation blocking the takings of private property for private use. And I've got to spend some time on this. Veteran radio host Paul Harvey, one of my earliest memories are listening to Paul Harvey in the morning while my father drove the car. He came out, folks, a week ago and talked about this. I just heard it this weekend. We wrote an article about it. He came out. Well, I'll tell you what he came out for. We even have the audio clip for documentary purposes. It's unbelievable. This is only the tip of the iceberg, ultra-massive broadcast. If any broadcast fits that definition, this is it. Strap yourselves in. Get ready.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, today is set to be a barn burner. Fifth day of July 2005. Last night, watching the fireworks burst over the city skyline of Austin, Texas, I basically, in my mind, symbolized our freedoms exploding and dissipating as each of the salvos exploded. And I just thought about how, to the average American, the 4th of July is a time to eat cheeseburgers and hot dogs and drink copious amounts of alcohol. There is a total disconnect with what America is really all about. And that's been done by design. It has been drummed out of us. It has been systematically divorced from our consciousness. I've got masses of stories here out of the Associated Press, the Houston Chronicle, the London Telegraph, where the federal government is now having to admit that Ritalin is killing children, causing all sorts of medical problems. They're admitting that Prozac-type drugs also increase suicide in adults, not just children, validating the older studies and research and all the guests that we have discussed and covered here on this broadcast. We have this new Supreme Court vacancy. We have the Supreme Court ruling concerning takings of private property for private uses. Total piracy, total admiralty law feeding on us like pirates. We have an article here where former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, comes out and says, yeah, the official 9/11 story is a fraud, and he goes over it in detail. We have Paul Harvey saying black slavery had to be done. that smallpox blankets to the Indians had to be done, that we should just start nuking Saudi Arabia. Folks, I literally could take three of these articles and spend the next 3 hours on it, but we've got a guest coming on to talk about the Codex Alimentarius, that if we go into the free trade area of the Americas, we'll be under that regulatory system over our vitamins, minerals, all supplements. We also have the IRS armed agent, Treasury agent, Joe Bannister, coming on, who just won his big court case in the third hour with his lawyers. And I'm sure many of you are chomping at the bit to talk about all of these issues. And folks, literally, normally I've got about a 6-inch stack. The stack I have that I printed off, because for posterity I print each article, ladies and gentlemen, is over 1 foot tall. 1 foot. And myself and Paul Watson worked quite a bit this weekend on posting articles, writing articles. I was unable to really take a break this weekend. Plus, my wife got food poisoning. She's getting better now, so I haven't really had a vacation, but it doesn't matter. I had 3 days to stew in my juices and to just research. And let me tell you, it is not a pretty picture. Okay, let's just take it from the top here. Bush came out this morning and said, tone down attacks against Gonzalez. And we wrote the detailed article Friday, Paul Watson and myself. Torture architect Gonzalez could be Bush's Supreme Court pick. It was funny. Back on Thursday, Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America said, it looks like it's going to be Gonzalez, even before this was announced. That's what he was hearing inside the Beltway. Now it's being confirmed. President Bush today defended Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who is the target of conservative critics seeking a hardliner, for the Supreme Court, USA Today reported. The president said he will interview prospects himself after he sorts through candidates over the next few weeks to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the newspaper said in a story posted late Monday on its website. And Alberto Gonzalez is a great friend of mine, Bush told USA Today. When a friend gets attacked, I don't like it. The president appealed to special interest groups running ads and mobilizing supporters for an anticipated fight of the Supreme Court nominee to tone down the heated rhetoric. It's not rhetoric, ladies and gentlemen. Alberto Gonzalez is a radical pro-abortion advocate. He isn't just, okay, I'm for some abortion, which is bad enough. He's, yes, 12-year-olds shouldn't have to tell their parents when they get them. He is not just pro-gun control. He is a radical anti-gunner who openly ruled so on the Texas Supreme Court. He's also an Enron lawyer. The guy also was a member of MeChA, whose slogan is, for our race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. So, I mean, he's a Hispanic David Duke. The guy is a complete and total nightmare. He is the architect of the torture memos, saying that we can torture people till they die. These are public, by the way. He was still confirmed to the attorney generalship, despite these memos being read by the Senate. The Senate just said, okay, that's fine. You know, Senator Kerry on the committee, who, not John Kerry, but the other Kerry, Senator Kerry's up there, who helped run the Project Phoenix, Phoenix torture squads. I mean, it's just a joke, people. So, whether it's going to be Gonzalez now with the resignation of Sandra Day O'Connor, or in the next 6 months, outside next 12 months, when Chief Justice Rehnquist steps down, who's still battling cancer and basically the living dead. So this is what's going on right now, and it just shows who Bush is. I've already gotten emails being attacked as a liberal because I'm against Gonzalez after we put out this report last Friday afternoon. Within 2 hours of the announcement, we had still the most detailed report out there. Unfortunately, other people just don't get it. And it's now started. We're evil liberals because we're against Gonzalez. I heard neocons yesterday doing live talk shows saying we got to get behind Gonzalez. There's just no end to it. So now, if you're pro-abortion, anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-torture, you are a good conservative. If you were against it, you're an evil liberal. And by the way, Hillary Clinton has now come out against the open borders, and so now if you are against open borders, you're with Hillary Clinton. This is total theater. This is totally staged. Look, Hillary is hanging out on a weekly basis with Rupert Murdoch at private dinners. They're preparing to stage her run. Clinton is vacationing with the Bushes. It's all staged. It's always been staged since they killed JFK in Dealey Plaza in 1963, 42 years ago. Okay? At the presidential level, it is staged. Okay, I've just spent 8 minutes on this. Now we're running out of time here. I'll just have to try to get into this later. I beg you to go to PrisonPlanet.com and to get the Gonzalez article we wrote, to get the article on just all the stories and reports we're putting out. They're totally detailed, and we put a lot of time and energy into this. And we may be attacked by the Free Republic people because we're against Gonzalez. So be it. We may be attacked and called liberals. Look, the Second Amendment is more important than being afraid of being called names, all right? We've just got to fight, folks. We've got to fight the phony conservatives. They've taken over. They're destroying this country. They have fooled so many good conservative people. And if we don't wake conservatives up, we're going to lose. They just passed CAFTA in the Senate. They are just doing all this horrible stuff, and the Republicans are voting for it with the Democrats. We're in trouble. Now I'm going to spend time on this. Veteran radio host Paul Harvey triumphs smallpox blankets to Native Americans and black slavery. That is, he says it's great. Advocates genocide, ethnic cleansing, biological warfare to fight war on terror. And he says he's been choking on this for weeks. And then he just goes into how we grease the skids with black slaves. We use smallpox blankets, which are in, you know, official government documents, official letters from the time. We have some of those posted in this article. And he just says it's time to nuke Saudi Arabia. Now, this is all rhetoric, folks. Why don't you talk about Mr. Harvey, a former Secretary of State, James Baker, defended successfully the Saudi royal house of Saud against the widows of 9/11? Why don't you talk about how Al-Qaeda is CIA-funded? Why don't you talk about how this whole war is staged? Why? And the scary thing is, folks, some of my earliest memories are being taken to daycare by my father before he went to, back to medical school, and being dropped off and listening to Paul Harvey in the morning. I grew up listening to Paul Harvey. I like Paul Harvey. But we're coming out against him, and he needs to be boycotted and protested. I mean, folks, Michael Savage says put anybody who disagrees with the government in the camp. Rush Limbaugh says they're just blowing off steam, having fun at Abu Ghraib. Folks, I have new official government reports where they use drills on people's kneecaps and burn them and electrocute them to death. This is admitted. You go, well, they're Al-Qaeda. No, the Army's own report, 75 to 90% of those are families picked up at checkpoints. Well, Paul Harvey's answer is just nuke Baghdad. Yeah, 4 million people. Nuke Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, 3 million people. Just start nuking. Just start nuking. This is so sick. We're going to come back from the break, and for the documentary purposes, we're going to analyze just 2 minutes of Mr. Harvey and play this clip. Well, we've written a six-page article on it, a small print full of hyperlinks documenting what we've said. And FAIR has the headline, Paul Harvey's tribute to slavery, nukes, genocide, hateful rant shows Disney's double standard on speech. And the Chicago Tribune, Paul Harvey, genocide and slavery. Now, that's a good day. And then I found the Free Republic website praising it. This is what the grassroots conservatives are saying. This is total mass evil, mass demon possession. Yes, killing Indians, killing, having black slaves. Ha ha. No wonder we're in so much trouble. We've lost our souls. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
to the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
They railed against the corrupt government. Those fireworks you saw last night symbolize explosive cannonballs fired from the decks of ships. They symbolize men charging into battle, into their deaths, because they believed in freedom. They don't symbolize your right to wear a pink tutu and run around on PCP. They symbolize your right to live in a free country and own private property. All right, Paul Harvey, folks, you have to understand that when Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage and Paul Harvey and all these other people and Sean Hannity saying arrest all the militia people, put them in jail, I've seen him say it on Fox News. None of us are safe. If your government can do this to people overseas, it can do it here. And let me tell you, I've got the Associated Press, I've got the ACLU, I've got the New York Times all reporting today that these domestic FBI spy teams are going to be running military cadres in America, folks, a massive network of tens of thousands of troops, and it's going to deal with the citizens, they admit. Folks, this is serious. This is happening. And so with the backdrop of Muslim extremists and Muslim terrorists, most of which are manufactured creations of the military-industrial complex, the globalist mouthpieces like Paul Harvey are able to basically warp the public consciousness into accepting this. The battle has been joined. For documentary purposes, here is 2 minutes of Paul Harvey, the most disgusting part of his diatribe. Here it is.
I've been choking on something for weeks. Let's get it up and get it out for what it's worth. After the attack on Pearl Harbor, Winston Churchill said that the American people, he stood the American people, he said, and this is a direct quote, "We didn't come this far because we are made of sugar candy." That was his response to the attack on Pearl Harbor. That we didn't come this far because we're made of sugar candy. And that reminder was taken seriously. And we proceeded to develop and deliver the bomb, even though roughly 150,000 men, women, and children perished in Hiroshima and Nagasaki with a single blow. World War II was over. Following New York, September 11, Pearl Harbor, Winston Churchill was not here to remind us that we didn't come this far because we're made of sugar candy. So, following the New York disaster, we mustered our humanity. We gave old pals a pass, even though men and money from Saudi Arabia were largely responsible for the devastation of New York and Pennsylvania and our Pentagon. We called the Saudi Arabians our partners against terrorism, and we sent men with rifles into Afghanistan and Iraq, and we kept our best weapons in their silos. Even now, we're standing there dying, daring to do nothing decisive, because we've declared ourselves to be better than our terrorist enemies, more moral, more civilized. Our image is at stake, we insist. But we didn't come this far because we're made of sugar candy. Once upon a time, we elbowed our way onto and into this continent by giving smallpox-infected blankets to Native Americans. Yes, that was biological warfare. And we used every other weapon we could get our hands on to grab this land from whomever, and we grew prosperous. And yes, we greased the skids with the sweat of slaves. And so it goes with most great nation states, which, feeling guilty about their savage pasts, eventually civilize themselves out of business and wind up invaded and ultimately dominated by the lean, hungry, up-and-coming, who are not made of sugar candy. Paul Harvey, good day.
All right, Paul Harvey, good day. Now, that's actually not true. Rome and countless other civilizations didn't civilize themselves. They got more and more corrupt, more and more vicious. You know, they'd kill 5,000 people on a single weekend, crucifying them to drive them into submission. They would pull down entire cities block by block and salt the earth and murder every man, woman, and child. This is pure evil, folks. Hitler didn't come out on paper and say, we're going to kill everyone, we're going to kill all our enemies. He just did it. But now, Savage and Limbaugh and Harvey just come right out with it. Smallpox blankets. Give me a break. Black slaves. Hey, we're not made out of sugar candy. What does this mean? I mean, I thought the terrorists are bad because they kill indiscriminately. We'll be right back, folks, to analyze this and cover a lot of other news items.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that if you tune into a neocon talk show, almost any day you'll hear, let's just nuke all of them. If you tune into one of these broadcasts, you'll hear, let's put people that disagree with the government in camps, and let's not pay their way. Let's make them work. Yes, forced labor. If you tune in, you'll hear this type of business. Now, of course, in Saudi Arabia, there's a bunch of different sects of Islamicists fighting with each other. Let's understand that the CIA in the 1950s publicly radicalized the Muslims, paying tens of millions of dollars in Saudi Arabia alone until the 1990s. For radical Quran interpretations about how to kill infidels and invade countries, stirring up jihad or holy war and the four pillars of the jihad, or is it five pillars of the jihad? Over and over again, creating and funding the Mujahideen and Al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs, to attack the, to go after Muammar Gaddafi. I mean, this is all admitted. Meanwhile, our government flies 8,000 of them out to safety in Afghanistan because they work for the U.S. government. Meanwhile, they fly the Saudis and the other Al-Qaeda members out of the country, the other bin Laden members out of the country on September 11th and the 2 days after. But we're supposed to ignore all of that and let's just start nuking them. Listen to the comments of Paul Harvey. Once upon a time, we elbowed our way onto this continent by giving smallpox-inflected blankets to Native Americans. Yes, that was biological warfare, and we used every other weapon we could get our hands on to grab this land from whoever, and we grew prosperous. The message is, you get prosperous. And yes, we grease the skids with the sweat of slaves. And he goes on to endorse it. So, again, the Nazis wouldn't put it on paper, wouldn't put out public proclamations of why they were going for Lebensraum living space. They wouldn't admit openly what their internal plan stated. Hitler even used the examples of, look what the Americans did with the smallpox blankets. That has now been made public. Now, those were in internal Nazi documents. He was advising the party on how to do this, you know, to develop biological weapons. That's what Mengele was training to do. And so we get the army reports of raping children, raping women, beating people to death. The army's own admissions, and Limbaugh comes out and says, hey, blowing off steam. Hey, this is how we win the war. Hey, no big deal. Do you think you're going to be safe when those individuals from the torture camps, over 100 of them on the planet, come home to America? Do you think you'll be safe when they're police chiefs and sheriffs? Negroponte, death squad facilitator, death squad czar, literally. Now the head of all domestic intelligence operations, and they're admitting they're going to be operating domestically. Now the London Observer is reporting the grim world of new Iraqi torture camps, how they drill people's kneecaps and torture them for days, cigarette burns and electricity burns over their bodies. Then they shoot them in the head and throw them out on the street. Even innocent people, they just randomly scoop people up and torture them. And then, of course, they can't release people who they've been torturing, so they kill everyone. Oh, that's a nice system. Well, we've got to be tough. We've got to be hard. But you're engaging in doublethink, folks. You know that's bad. It's bad when Hitler did it. It's bad when the North Vietnamese did it to our troops. It was bad when Fidel Castro did it to people. It was bad when Stalin did it. It was bad when Caesar did it. It was bad, ladies and gentlemen, when the Carrancas did it to maroon Spanish sailors. In what is Galveston, Texas today? It's bad. It's evil. But what really scares me is I went to Free Republic, and I knew what I'd find. And anyone here, Paul Harvey today is the top of the story on the 12 pages of comments. And it's unbelievable. I haven't really found anybody. I think there's one person in here that disagrees with it. I heard him, and he said what I've been saying since the start of the war. More bombs, less bullets. I'm with Harvey. Why let more American boys come home in caskets? We've got the weapons to end this war now. F it. Don't forget about we gave the Indians blankets infested with smallpox as a form of germ warfare crack. I think Mr. Harvey is suggesting that America go all the way and open up a can of whoop-a on Islamic terrorism. Harvey, Paul Harvey is the best. Thank you, Mr. Harvey, for what you mean to America. You are truly one of the last true conservatives. What? Mr. Harvey is correct. I've listened to him since 73. Today he was right on. Do it now or do it later. I don't think we can be on the same planet without one of us changing our minds, and mine ain't gonna change. I think you hit on the button. Harvey was saying this. Yes, we have done some bad stuff to our enemies in the past, and that would be able to do it again instead of crumbling. It's a war! Darn it! Some of our missile subs could unload and take care of the whole problem. That would definitely qualify as one can of whoop-hey. Yes, missile subs. Unload missile subs. Folks, it goes on. I'm on page 4. I understand. And then it goes on. Folks, it's just, it goes on and on. I heard it today, too. It was Paul Harvey at his best. I was a little surprised to hear him speak so bluntly, but he was spot on. And then some person who's got military training says, I don't think you take on a bunch of Middle Eastern religious fanatics who are fighting an asymmetrical war by dropping atom bombs on them. We are winning with what we are doing. Then they all yell at him and tell him he's an idiot. You know what, tough guys? I want you to all go enlist, and then you can go over there like Sergeant Massey and other people who we've had on this show, and when you shoot a three-year-old and the baby's guts are everywhere, and you crack and start crying and have nightmares for the rest of your life, then go to Free Republic's website and post disgusting comments. You know, I never claimed to live, folks, but, you know, I've been in a fight where somebody's beaten me over the head with post hole diggers. I've seen dead bodies on the street. You know, I have had somebody put a gun to my head. I've had a little more experience than you, and believe me, real soldiers that have seen death have got a lot more experience than all of us, and they'll tell you this is insane. We're not talking about the Japanese mainland dropping 2 A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to, quote, scare the Russians. By the way, 3 weeks before they had given their unconditional signed surrender, that is publicly admitted. And just to scare the world and for empire building, they A-bombed the Japanese. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, our government took over Japan and used it to deindustrialize this country. Japan's totally run by the globalists. And, folks, there was a public 10-part plan to get Japan to attack us. One empire against another. I'm not defending Japan. But our government was so cold-blooded that they willingly left 7,000 American men, women, and children in the Philippines, wouldn't let them evacuate for a month before the invasion because it would be good propaganda for newsreels. 4,000-plus died. This is now admitted, declassified. That's how cold-blooded your government is. So I don't want to hear, oh, they killed 2,900 and some people at Pearl Harbor. Oh, they killed our people. Nuking them is good, or A-bombing them is good. If you knew your history, you'd know it was all set up. Our government sunk 5 subs that morning coming into Pearl Harbor. The generals and admirals were ordered to stand down. One of the submarines is at the Admiral Nimitz Museum, Pacific Museum in Fredericksburg, Texas. Go look at it, hidden in plain view. You didn't know that I've interviewed members of the Flying Tigers on this broadcast? 2 years before Pearl Harbor, our men were in their prop-driven aircraft blowing up Japanese troop trains. But you're so dumbed down, you don't know anything. It was a 10-part plan to get them to attack us. 7 days before, they got the actual declassified communique because they'd broken the purple and blue codes. And it was, Admiral Yamamoto will attack on the morning of December 8th and deal a death blow. 1 day difference. Again, they're a day ahead of us. It was really December 7th in the U.S. Will attack on the morning at dawn, deal a death blow with 300 aircraft. And what happened? They ordered the ships tied together, sent the new aircraft carriers out, and staged that attack. Now, that's just history. The son of the admiral has been on this show. It's all public. This, you know, so many people think they're part of this elite. So many people think they're part of the power structure. You think that, oh, we're attacking the Japanese, and we're attacking the Vietnamese, and we're attacking the Iraqis, and we're getting power out of it. I mean, Paul Harvey says we'll be prosperous if we use biological warfare. This is how we get prosperous, is having slaves. Hey, look in the mirror. Doesn't matter if your skin is as lily white as a lily, or if it's as black as night. They're going to take your private property. They're going to shoot you up with deadly vaccines. They're going to push Ritalin and Prozac on your children. They're going to jack up your property taxes. They're going to get rid of your borders. They're going to take your jobs. You fools, you're not part of some power structure. Imagine unloading a nuclear submarine with its, what, 30-something missiles, multiple warheads apiece. Imagine those submarines, those Trident submarines, launching those missiles. Imagine them detonating over cities and turning it into a glass parking lot. Millions of children barbecuing, their heads exploding and popping and being aerosolized as they burn into the ground as black marks. You are Satan itself. What is wrong with you? The true radical Muslim groups that have actually attacked us in the past are CIA, Mossad, Shin Bet, MI6 controlled. It's public. Haaretz, BBC, AP, UPI, Jerusalem Post. It all comes out. You never read it. You never know about it. It's staged. 90-plus percent of it is staged. Now, when some random Muslim runs in with a gun and shoots five people and then blows his own head off, yeah, that's real, folks. But all these truck bombs, every time there's about to be a peace process, it's come out, it's turned out, it's admitted that those are Al-Qaeda-controlled, created Mossad organizations. That's Shin Bet. That's admitted in Haaretz. Who stands to gain from all this, you fools? I'm talking to the Free Republic crowd. What is wrong with you? Why are you living and why are you now defending Alberto Gonzalez? Because Bush told you so? Life isn't a football game where you pick a team and you root for it. The analogy is it's the Super Bowl. You know, one of my analogies I use a lot, it's the best we got. It's like the Super Bowl and the same owner owns both teams. It's controlled. And I look at 12 pages of people, nuke, 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 nuke Saudi Arabia, nuke, 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 nuke Iran, nuke, nuke everybody. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know that they had a democratically elected leader who was anti-communist, pro-free market, wore a suit and a tie, who was secular, Mossadegh, and our government blew up mosque and shot everybody and blamed it on him and kicked him out in 1953. You don't know, and you don't want to know. The facts. You want to be a bunch of emotional demons who sit around and say, let's take the restraints off. You're unbelievable. And Paul Harvey and the rest of these people get up there on the radio with all the respect they've got, and they say this: do you think you're safe when you got a government that wants to do stuff like this? And when the globalists nuke a city in America, when the military-industrial complex detonates a nuke and kills 200,000 people, and when they start the forced labor camps and the total slavery, and when all your freedom is lost and they're taking your private property, you'll be out there waving your new empire flags, your Pan-America flags, and reporting on your neighbors because they didn't show up to the compulsory Patriot meeting. And you're going to feel so good in the little uniform they issue to you until you get arrested because some higher-level party member wants your business, wants your wife, you fools. You don't even know what you're entering. The globalists are going to carry out attacks. They're going to bring in a draft. They are going to nuke people. But it isn't going to be Saudi Arabia. It'll be some innocent country that can't defend themselves. And you'll never put two and two together and go, well, why did James Baker defend the Saudis with their connections to 9/11? Why did Bush defend them? See, no, you'll just worship Bush and go, get those Saudis, nuke them, nuke them, nuke them, as our government defends and protects them. It's doublethink. It's insanity. You're so emotional that you're now even defending Alberto Gonzalez, as we said you would do. Democrats come out against Gonzalez, so my gosh, you're not a Democrat, so you better be for him. He's only for torture and abortion and gun control and a Mecha member. There's no end to you people. You are the scum of the earth. You are the mindless trash. You are soft, weak people that sit there behind your little computers feeling good about yourself. You've never been in a bad position. You've never worked hard a day in your life. You've never grown into being a real man who has feelings and compassion and grasp the larger picture. You're just some little shriveled, frozen in the mindset of a 13-year-old, shooting their mouth off about launching missiles, unloading nuclear subs, entire magazines on innocent Muslims who've done nothing to you and who are scared to death with their babies dying in their arms right now from malnutrition, DU, and smart bombs that went away. I pray God forgive this country. You know something, neocons? You neocon followers, you claim you care about those 3,000 people that died on 9/11. You better find out who was behind it then. You claim you care so much about those 3,000 people, you're so upset you want to nuke and kill tens of millions of people because you're a tough guy. Why don't you care about the 50-plus million dead babies this government has allowed the murder of? So you don't really care about those little babies because you love Alberto Gonzalez. Because to you, it's more about a win, a touchdown, getting Gonzalez in. You are the scum of the earth. You are the trash of the world. You are demonic filth. And you're going to have your time upon this earth. But it's going to be very short, and God's going to punish you. And we're all, this whole country is going to go into captivity. And it isn't going to be some turban-wearing Muslim that's going to enslave you. They're going to be incinerated and totally annihilated. It's going to be those you love. And you're going to love that evil so much, you're going to be praising it as it plows you under. Mental gymnastics. You aren't about the issues. You're about twisting your mind any way to fit into your preconceived notion of the world. And now murdering Native Americans is good. Now black slavery is good. Now grabbing people from their families, putting them on ships, half of them dying, being brought here, being used as slaves. Now that's good. Where is your soul? See, as soon as you accepted torture, as soon as you accepted all this, you notice you went right to hell. You went right into the devil's hands. As soon as you gave into this, as soon as you went along with this, the race to the bottom was complete. You had your souls sucked out of you. I hope you enjoy hell, because that's where you're going.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Paul Harvey has been on the radio since 1933, 72 years. He is, quote, the conscience of America. And now the conscience of America, a person I grew up listening to, has turned into a giant demon, a Lord of the Sith, right in front of our very eyes. Smallpox blankets, yeah, we're tough. Yeah, black slaves, yeah, we were prosperous. Yeah, that's how we get it. What a lie for our children to hear. What a disgusting thing to say. None of us are safe, folks, when the icons of this nation are openly advocating nuking people. Nuke who? I thought it was a liberation. I thought it was for WMDs. I thought they all love us. Actually, internal polls in Iraq showed about 75-80% were happy. They didn't like Saddam. They didn't like the fact our government had helped put him into power. And then the extermination began. The enslavement began. And some people are fighting. A lot of it's staged. And so the answer is, well, when a few people kill some contractors, some mercenaries in Fallujah, the answer is nuke Fallujah. So the next time there's a mass murder in your city, say Austin, Texas, I guess the feds will just nuke the city from orbit. They'll put some nukes up there. Now, there's a crime, nuke the city. I mean, it's just craziness. But it shows hyper-decadence. Hyper-decadence to have these type of things happening. Folks, there is so much other news here. But I hope you'll go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And I hope you'll get our analysis of Alberto Gonzalez on track to be your next Attorney General. I hope you'll get our analysis of Paul Harvey. We have a London Observer article here, Grim World of New Iraqi Torture Camps. Why don't you go read how they torture somebody to death with the drills? And you know, I saw that film with Chuck Norris at Delta Force where the evil Muslims drill people's knees. And I guarantee you the sicko U.S. troops doing that saw that movie. And since they did it to us in the movie, it wasn't real, well, we'll do it to them. See, these people see all these movies as real. I went and saw War of the Worlds this weekend. All 9/11 propaganda, dust on their faces, planes crashing, buildings, pictures hanging up on the walls, all this 9/11 imagery. And Spielberg admits it's 9/11 imagery. He goes to the Bilderberg Group routinely. He's one of their key propagandists. And people go out of that feeling like we're under attack. People see movies, the studies show, and take it as reality. And so the image is the Muslims are the outside enemy. We've got to exterminate all of them. And we've got to do it now. Folks, it's mind control, and you've got to realize this. Before we end this hour and come back with a guest on a very important issue of globalism, my new film, Martial Law, is out, and it details who the globalists are, what their master plan is, how they carried out 9/11 to scare you into submission, how they bragged about how they would do this publicly. Oh, yes, we'll carry out terror attacks, then we'll blame it on enemies. And the police state, all of it is covered. It is my best work, 3 hours long, toll-free number to get Martial Law. Be sure and ask about the big discounts when you call if you get some of the other great videos as well, upwards of 75% off. Take advantage of these specials. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to InfoWars.com, watch clips of the films, read about the different films, look at all the different discounts, all the other books and videos we carry. Got a bookstore, a video store up there. And order them via the safe, secure shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. Get all 12 of my films, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book. There's just so much there. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your membership today. All right. The second hour is coming up. Great guest. Ton of other key news. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.